السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يرحم صغيرنا ولم يوقر كبيرنا فليس منا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly, I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments, at all situations. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we hear many things as a community that we live in this country with regard to the practices of Islam and Muslims. We hear things from outside the world. We hear things within ourselves, within our communities, within the society that we live in. Islam is a threat to justice, to law and order, to human rights. The moment they hear the word Islam, they feel it is for abuse, injustice, ignorance. This is the message that we are hearing day in, day out in our lives. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Rasul of this Ummah, the final messenger to this mankind, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very first wahi came upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? Allah says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The very first ayah. Why mention this? Many a times our own honorable Muslim brothers and sisters also carry the same slogan, also feel there is injustice in an Islamic system, whether it's law and order, whether it's with regard to marriage, with regard to trade and economics, there is injustice. It is unfair. With regard to inheritance, the women are ignored. According to feminists, they uphold the rights of women. They speak about equality of women with men. We understand, but what will disturb us?
when it happens within our community, within those who said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and they claim the same name, may be different, they believe in Allah and Rasul, they are our own brothers and sisters, but the ideology, the mindset, the thought process has changed. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, why these things are happening to all of us? Many a times we believe in Allah, we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in the Quran, we believe in the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when you talk to him, his ideology, his thinking patterns, his opinion contradict the beautiful teachings of Quran and Sunnah. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, we need to analyze this problem. Why these things are happening? Let us understand. When the very first ayah came upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra, Iqra, Hadith says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana biqari, I cannot read, because Rasul al-Ummi, he was an unlettered person. No one taught him but Allah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the very first Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, by the name of your Lord who created you, read, understand, the first message to this ummah. Because people lived in deep darkness in the days of Jahiliyyah. They understood no good, no bad. What they felt, they did. What their mind designed, that they worshipped. They followed their own fancies. The most powerful ruled them. Weak were oppressed. Women were oppressed. Women were abused. Women were treated as something insignificant. Women were treated as a low-class citizen. They were exchanged. They were tradable. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, a baby girl was born, they buried her alive. Allah says, in the day of Qiyamah we shall question. When they were blessed with a girl, iswaddat, their face color changed out of sorrow, disgrace and insult. Here Allah chose the Rasul of this Ummah. Send the very first word, Iqra, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read, by the name of Allah, the one who created you, a powerful message to all of us. Learn. If we do not learn the Quran, the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tradition of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we do not learn the Sharia, if we do not learn the maqasid of the Sharia, if we do not learn the usul, the principles of the Sharia, we will live in the darkness like the time how before wahi came down, people lived in darkness. When we are in darkness, we cannot say good or bad. We cannot say right or wrong. We are in darkness. Here Allah says, Iqra, bring, read, rehearse, understand, learn. What? Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. Learn. First recognize your Allah. First recognize who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First understand and believe in the greatness of Allah, in the orders of Allah, in the teachings that Allah gave us.
believe Allah is the legislator. No Prophet could be a legislator. No Sahabi could be a legislator. No Tabi'i could be a legislator. No Tabi'u Tabi'i could be a legislator. No scholar of any era, any time could be a legislator. Who Allahul Wahid. It is Allah alone. He is the legislator. He has legislated the Sharia. Who was Shari? Who al Hakim? Allah is the judge. Allah is the Shari. He has designed the Sharia for you and me. No one can change just because of status that we have, just because of the relationship that we have, just because of power and authority that we are in. We cannot change our Sharia. Sharia is designed to you and me by Allah alone. And that Allah knows the benefits. That Allah knows, if you study our entire Sharia, Hifazatul Hayat, Hifazatul Mal, and the objectives of our Sharia, protecting life, Hifazatul Aql, why alcohol is haram, to protect, keep a man's sound mind, intelligent, intellectual, Hifazatul Mal, why riba is made haram, to protect a man's wealth that Allah has given us, he should not destroy. And why Islam, why Sharia made directly haram? Because to protect a lineage, a family, recognition. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, our Sharia is designed that way. So the very first message that Allah is giving, learn this deen. Do not blindly accuse. Do not point the finger at that deen. While four fingers are pointing at you, go and learn before you commit. Go and learn before you write. Go and learn before you publish. Understand male and female. Talabul ilm faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslimat. Every male and female should learn the noble deen. When we don't learn, we are ignorant. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, with regard to the discussion, a huge discussion in social media, in paper media, in electronic media, with regard to Muslim Marriage and Divorce Act, accusing, pointing finger, bombarding the ulama. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, do we know what is Islam with regard to the laws, guidance, directions given with regard to marriage and divorce? Do we know that? Before we comment, we write emotional, I was oppressed by a man oppressed a woman, because this man did this to me, or this part of the country, women are harmed, women are oppressed. We agree, we stand next to you. Because Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah says, الأصل كل خير. The root of all good are two things. Are two things. First is العلم, the knowledge. Two, العدل, justice. When these two are missing, there will be disturbance. وَالْعَشْلُ كُلُّ شَرْءٍ. The root of all evil, all harm. Two things. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah states beautifully. He summarized this entire discussion by saying, الْجَهْلُ وَالْظُلُمْ. Ignorance and oppression. We agree. But we do not agree when you say, our Sharia is downstanding. Our Sharia does not suit the current time and age. We have a problem. That shows the ignorance that prevails in you. Maybe they have good intention. We do not accuse them. Maybe they have good niya to uphold the rights of women. We stand next to you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed, this is the beautiful Sharia which came down. The first
in human history recognized the rights of women before any convention came up with the rights of women. It was our beautiful deen, our sharia, which stood for the rights of women. There is a chapter in the Holy Quran. There is a chapter in the Holy Quran, Suratul Nisa, speak loudly about the rights of the women. Duties upon men to fulfill for women, upon them to fulfill towards men. Go back to our deen. Learn them. And if you look at this surah, the second part, اِقْرَأُ رَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمُ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ. The second time Allah uses the same one, اِقْرَأُ, go learn. What is that? Many commentaries, one of them, knowledge of the kaun, the knowledge of this universe, how Allah created, the knowledge of everything what is around us, that requires and demands for human existence. Go seek that knowledge. Learn, no objection. But when we give preference for this only, above the knowledge of our beautiful sharia, then we start thinking different. Our thought processes, our thought process will change. Our ideas will change. We will claim to be people of Iman and Islam, and we don't doubt in that Islam and Iman, mashallah. But the thinking pattern changes, because first the Iman should come, Islam should come, knowledge of Quran should go to a person, knowledge of Deen should go to a person, he should understand the Sharia, then he masters in any faculties on this world. Any faculties on this world. That's where what we need. The problem, this beautiful gathering that we have today, how many scholars that we have, how many people who could claim that I have learned this Sharia properly, but we are bold enough to point our finger, we are bold enough to question. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, it's a heavy heart that we are sharing today. If you see the media last few weeks, 3 weeks bombardment, not by powerful regimes, powerful nations, non-Muslims bombarding Muslims. No! Here we have a situation, Muslims bombarding Muslims. I'm using this word, till night 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, WhatsApp messages are flying around, accusing, abusing, insulting people of knowledge, people of ilm, ulama, these ulama do not understand. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, what is the role of alim in a community? Be an imam in a masjid. When somebody has died, go and make dua and tell them how to bury or to do some other work. No, my dear brothers in Islam. Role of alim. Why? Why? Quran says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. I am not saying this to purify myself. I am just like one of you all. But please understand, Allah has kept people of ilm on a certain place. They have a macro role to play with regard to their community. Why they are recognized? They have to carry the message of the Prophet. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. Ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. What did they inherit? وَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. They have not inherited dollars, pounds, rupees, children, wealth, home, property. They may look, they are bigger. They may look poor people. They may not have things of this world. But they are being entrusted to protect the message of the Prophet, the teachings of the Prophet, to guide the Ummah. Their job is to protect, as a doctor's job is to protect life and to serve humanity. similarly, a job of responsibility of alim is not restricted during the month of Ramadan. He is aggressive. Then he goes to school and he teaches few things. No, my dear brothers in Islam, every level in the society, every place in the community, where Sharia requires his contribution with regard to making the laws of this country, with regard to social issues, family issues, trading, economics, alim should contribute in guiding the community. If not, this knowledge will not go. Today we hear, it is not the job of a clergy. It is told to the mass, to the public. We feel too insulted when the media calling us, asking, is this the state that you all have no right with regard to the Muslim issues? We do not know what answer to this. And they are saying, why don't you give a bold answer? He said, we do not. We love them, we respect them, we value them. We would like to talk to them. We have spoken many times to them. We will still talk to them, inshallah. It is not our job to climb the minbar and insult and degrade and speak ill. This is not the job of an alim. This is not the job of a person, responsibility of a person climbing the amanat of a minbar. But as a community, we have to be careful. When we start bombarding within ourselves, we will put ourselves down. Last Monday, we were invited to the parliament. Also on Jama'iyatul Ulama, we as a delegation, we went for a discussion. They are making the laws, amendments, laws to abortion. The laws with regard to abortion. During the discussion, venerable sirs were present, Christian fathers were present, from the Hindu religion, the priests were present, then the Muslim scholars, the ulama were present, the civil society, the legal, the politicians, the ministers, all were present in the dialogue and the discussion. All were in the opinion, from all the three religions, abortion, under any circumstances, not permissible. You cannot do. When the turn came for us to convey the message, we too said, agree with you all. Islam condemns the practice of abortion. Narrations of the Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran support the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, support one after the other we related. Then the discussion came. But under certain conditions, certain situations, Islam had allowed, because of the extreme condition, a woman is raped. Islam has room for abortion. Mother's life in danger. Islam has room to a pregnant mother. Her life is in danger. A competent group of medical specialists, they say this mother, this child should be aborted because her life is in danger. Islam has granted permission, vital in part, that there is some problem in the fetus, it has died in the womb of the mother, or some other major problem, a group of doctors say it should be aborted. Islam has granted permission, but abortion at large, Islam does not allow. Under certain extreme situations, Sharia has allowed. But we saw so much of resistance from the other group. But we have to stand with our Sharia. We can't change our Sharia. Some feel we need to modernize Islam. We need to redesign Islam. Then we can live with the other community. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. No one will be happy, whether they are Jews or Christians, Quran says, until you follow them completely. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we respect all cultures in this land. We respect all religions in this land. We respect all traditions in this land. But we need to understand. We have to say what is our Sharia today. Wallahi al-Azim, all witness, the politicians, the ministers who are present, non-Muslims, they told, we never knew Islam is a such a practical religion. You have solution to the current problem. This was our message. Alhamdulillah, we walked out. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we shouldn't be ashamed of being Muslims. We don't doubt about the Islam that we have. When we are ignorant, when we do not have the knowledge, when the other people are raising powerful slogans, we become humble and weak. No. Al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la alayh. Islam will rise. It is on the top. We need to take our message with regard to, my dear brothers in Islam, two examples we conclude the Jummah today. In our Sharia, guardian is utmost important. Bride should have a guardian. That is part of our Sharia. Quran, if you look at the ayat, Allah commands the guardian to give them in marriage. We call it wali. Without a wali, a marriage cannot be executed. This is what we believe, this is what we practice, this is what in our marriage and divorce act at the moment. And ulama has spoken, majority of the scholars in the same view. Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahumullah, example I'm sharing. Now someone says, look, the world that we are living in, she has reached her age to decide. She doesn't need a guardian. The wali is not the prime priority here. Maybe he is on the third category. Once she has given the consent, she can go ahead and marry. In our world, she doesn't need a wali. Can we accept this? Today our businesses have consultants, our businesses have managers, our businesses have CFOs, CEOs to run our business. I am giving my daughter in marriage. I cannot be a guardian for her, standing next to her. Why a guardian? He will be an advisor to her. He will have experience of marriage. He will share. He will tell, oh my son, oh my daughter, this is not the right one. That is the right one. The right of wali is with the father. This is our Sharia. But she has been given the right in Islam. She will be asked, do you want to marry her? Ilmuha sukutuha. If she is quiet, she is shy, she wants it, but she couldn't, she cannot express. Islam says she has acceptance. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman came, a young person came, ya Rasulullah, my father gave me in marriage to his brother's son to uplift his status, but I am not pleased with this marriage. What do you think Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Look, guardian is everything, go back and live. No. Gave her the permission, choice. If you want, you can live with her, live with him. If you do not want, you can come out of the wedlock. She said, no, ya Rasulullah. I am happy to live with him. But I want to tell all the women, till the day of Qiyamah, in my words, that the right that Islam has given with regard to women. Wallahi, may Allah bless our predecessors. May Allah bless our predecessors, real golden Muslim leaders that we had. Maybe many of us do not know their names. When they designed the Muslim Marriage and Divorce Act, they are human. They are not angels. There could be errors, there could be rectification needed, there could be additions needed. Nobody denies, no one denies. But when they wrote this act, they said,
if a girl is not happy and with this marriage she has a right to go to the Qadi. Qadi has a right to investigate, and Qadi finds out, this is our Sharia, both don't suit. A old person, a blind person is given in marriage. Oh, there is no kufu, compatibility. Oh, he sees that the guardian and the girl given in marriage have animosity and some damage had happened to her. Qadi could overrule the verdict of a wali. May Allah bless them. Yes, we agree. Additions are needed. Some changes are needed. It doesn't mean that we remove this completely. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we do not use the house of Allah, the member of Amana, to attack any person. What we want, do we have lost istiadab in this ummah? Confidence in this ummah? Hope in this ummah? That we as a community cannot sit and agree? We all have difference of opinion. We all have, Sahaba have difference of opinion. But my dear brothers in Islam, contribution of the ulama is utmost important in guiding the community, in educating the community. Our job of the ulama, responsibility of the ulama, to make sure this marriage is protected. By using underage children are given in marriage, underage children are given in marriage. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is not. Do we have any hadith that says, give your children in marriage, underage, below, when they are very small, you will get the seventh Firdausul A'la, you get the reward of performing Hajj. Do we have hadith like that? We don't have. Those who say Islam is a threat, the enemies of Islam promoted, Islam says, give all your children in marriage, and child marriage is evil, and these ulama don't understand. They are inside the masjid, they don't know what is happening in the 21st world. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, understand. Islam never said, go and give all your children in marriage. Islam is a deenul wasi', a broad religion. It encompasses every culture. It welcomes every individual. It understands a society will have different layers of issues, different levels of problems. Say there is a girl who has lost her mother, who has lost her father, a young person. Nobody is there, there is no wali for her. What will happen in our society? What is happening in our society for such people? I do not want to speak out. You know, your intelligence will tell you. A situation like that, a suitable person comes forward, I will marry this young person, I will be the guardian for her, I will marry and I will take care of her. And okay, a nice example, Islam grants permission. There are mothers with daughters crying at home. They are fearing something will happen to their daughter. Other day somebody called me. That mother says, my daughter, I couldn't help her, she married a non-Muslim and she's living now. And very young person. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, there are some situations will arise. Sharia gives that support and that hand to give her in marriage. The fuqaha have written, the age of puberty is the age of marriage. Islam never encouraged every person to marry children. But the message is given like that. The echo is given like that. The tone is like that. Islam says, give your children in marriage. What is this? Why they can't be educated? We agree. Guardians have abused their rights. Men have abused the rights of women. Wallahi, very sad. When you listen to them, you cry. Some mothers came and spoke to us. The father had raped the daughter. And the child, today I'm telling you in this masjid, father had raped the daughter. And that sister then, she told us, she made all of us cry. This child, she went and gave it to the church. Sin upon sin. The
because men have abused, Muslim men have abused at certain injunctions. All men are not like that. It is halal marriage.
If you control, the ummah will go for haram.
My beloved brothers in Islam, just because of one person oppressing,
you don't punish the 99%.
You bring laws and system to punish that 1%. But today it is spoken, punish the 99%, and they say Sharia is not up to standard.
Sharia has got nothing to do here.
It has got to do with that Muslim who believes in the Sharia but does not practice. Do we have any beautiful family life other than the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wallahi, no culture, nothing can prove the beauty, the bond, the love, the respect, what was promoted in the house of Rasulullah, taught to you and me with regard to family life. This is what that we need to continue.
When we bend the laws, I forgot the first name, but De Silva, he is a PhD holder in Sri Lanka. He says in the year 1980s, 6,000 underage marriages took place. But in the year 2003, there are only 1,000 cases. But unfortunately, child abuse cases are in the increase. Last week when we met the minister in the parliament with regard to Minister of Law and Order, he says, please tell me, there are 19,000 cases in the court. Chief Justice was present. 19,000 child abuse cases in the court. What is happening to this community? He said, these are recorded cases. Those who are bold enough to come to police station, log a complaint. But there are 100,000 cases which take place, which is not coming to light. What is the solution? You need to bring laws to punish that 1-2%, not to punish the entire 98-99%. We have a Sharia, we have a deen, we know what is halal, we know what is haram. Islam has given that broad thinking direction. We need to encompass all of them. We humbly request, with all due respect, those who are good writers, those who are good thinkers, those who Allah has given them the skill and the ability, come forward. It is a wealth that we have, a ni'mah, that our predecessors left the Muslim Marriage and Divorce Act. Come forward, unitedly, let us work towards finding a solution. There is a team put, may Allah reward them. There are professionals, lawyers, scholars. We need to help them. We need to give our support. We need to tell them what is the Sharia standard without anyone falling to blind ideas of any culture, any family, or any human rights bodies and organizations who do not see right and wrong direction. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, all these systems are introduced in many powerful nations. What has happened to their family life? So we as a community should become responsible. Allah has given us this right. We need to talk to them, advise them. A problem within the house, let us speak and resolve without taking this to public. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the entire ummah, give us the understanding of His noble deen. And may Allah protect the Muslim ummah. May Allah protect the rights of the Muslim ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all that we good. I apologize, extra 5 minutes been taken to discuss subject. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to the direction of Iman and Islam.